Welcome to the Naughty But Nice Show. It's our Thanksgiving Day episode, so gobble, gobble, gobble. I hope you're having fun, fun, fun. And joining us today is the biggest turkey in my life, Noah, my friend Mark Lupo.
Rob, happy Thanksgiving.
Have you ever had an introduction like that, Mark?
I've never been called the biggest turkey before, but here we are.
We love you. We love you. You're at home with Doris, so you're going to have Thanksgiving dinner with your family today. But Jonathan, your brother's not there.
I know. Jonathan. Shame, shame, shame. Mm-hmm.
Favorite son.
That's right.
Favorite son is Mark.
That's right.
Okay, what time is it, Mark? It is tea time. Big exclusive at the top of the show. Tyra Banks wants more money to return to Dancing with the Stars. So Tyra ended her first season hosting on a little bit of a high. The ratings were really, really good, which is why people think she should get more money to return next season. So sources tell me Tyra is an incredibly talented person who knows her worth. She's taken a franchise that was a little bit past its prime, that's true, and she's turned it into a show we're all talking about again, but even more important and impressive than the buzz is the ratings which she has been delivering. At the end of the day, Tyra is a businesswoman, and she deserves a lot more money to return. What do you think, Mark?
Oh, this is really interesting. So I've been watching Dancing with the Stars. I watched the whole season, episode for episode. I love Tyra. You know, I really do love Tyra. Me and you both worked for her. She kind of struggled throughout the season, so I think it's kind of bold to ask for more money, but I don't disagree with her, you know?
Well, you're a longtime TV guy, so you certainly know this. It's all about the ratings. Television is about the ratings. They don't care if we don't like the show as long as we watch. What got the Kardashians in trouble and ultimately cancelled was people stopped watching. We were always hating on them from season one, right, but we watched them. So Dancing with the Stars, it ended season 29 with 6.1 million. Viewers. That's the largest audience in the 6 weeks it was on TV this season. But more impressive is she tied The Voice in the key advertiser-friendly demo. So there's a demo in TV, and it's basically young people. That's the demo that advertisers yearn for. Mm. So it doesn't really matter if you have tens of millions of people watching if they're all old. Isn't that terrible? I know. They want young people watching. So sources went on to say, Tyra's actually got a separate deal with ABC and her production company to create scripted and unscripted shows. Get this, Mark. She's working on a spoof of America's Next Top Model, a scripted show.
Oh, wow.
I can't wait. But her main focus right now is coming back to Dancing with the Stars. She's not cheap. Just to put this into perspective, Tom Bergeron made about $150,000 an episode. But Tom hosted it with Erin. So Tyra's basically doing the work of two people. So I think she could make an argument that she deserves both of their money and a little bit more because she got the ratings back up. It is a ratings game. Mark, how are you about asking for a raise?
Ooh, you know, I mean, it's hard, but I think it's necessary. It's important, especially if you have, like you're saying, Rob, if you have to back it up and you have the receipts, you know, of your work and you have the proof, why not? Go for it.
I know. I never have the receipts, though. I always think I deserve more money. I do, but our business is quite difficult to tell. Like, I can't say they sell an extra magazine because of me. Like, it's quite tricky to sort of say why. I'm a little bit shy about asking for more money. I'm in the middle of a little bit of a new negotiation. Don't worry, it's not going to affect the podcast at all. In fact, it'll make it even better. But it's a little bit of a side hustle, and I got a contract, and I wanted a few changes. And my lawyer, oh my goodness, he thinks I'm like a superstar. He thinks I'm Andy Cohen. And I'm like, nobody cares about me. So he changed my contract, and I had to send it back. And I was nervous to hit send. And when I did hit send, I was like, oh, I stepped back from the computer. Oh, I know, I'm so nervous, which brings us to our poll question of the day. Tyra Banks wants more money to return to Dancing with the Stars. Is she worth it? I know you're going to say no because you're Team Tom, but she has got the ratings up. We're all talking about it. She's done an amazing job doing both of those things. So what do you think? I've sort of tried to guide you there in one direction, which I don't normally do, but yes or no. Go vote on our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob. Our Facebook page is Naughty Gossip. Be sure to check back tomorrow for your results. Mark, what are you working on?
Oh, you're going to love this story. And speaking of money, Rob, Taylor Swift has admitted that she sent her ex a baby gift.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. So in her new special, she opened up about the song Invisible String. Now in the song, Taylor sings, if you're not familiar, Rob, quote, cold was the steel of my axe to grind for the boys who broke my heart. Now I buy their baby's presents.
Okay, so who broke her heart and whose present did she buy?
Exactly. So there's a lot of speculation about who she's sending this gift to, who broke her heart. Well, she said in the special that she remembers right after she sent the baby gift to her ex, she said to herself, man, life is great. This is a full signifier that life is great. Now, people are speculating, Rob, that the boyfriend that she sent this gift to is Joe Jonas, who just had a baby with his wife, Sophie Turner. Their baby, Bulla, was born just 2 days before the song came out. Rob, where do you stand on this? Do you think it's an appropriate thing to do to send your ex a baby gift, or is that kind of creepy?
We preach on this show not to hold a grudge, so we do it all the time. I think Taylor sending Joe Jonas a baby gift is fine. The person that I would like to talk to is Sophie Turner. Yeah. How does she feel about this? Because Taylor and Joe, I sort of get it. They've moved on. The one that interests me here is his wife. And how does she feel? And every time she looks at that baby gift in the nursery, does she try and stuff it in the closet? Or is it behind all the other... I mean, what would you do if it was Willa's favorite toy? I'd be like, no. Every time I look at my baby, there's Taylor Swift looking back at me. I don't know about this one. I think it's sort of mature and they've all moved on. And Joe is really, really happy and he has a beautiful wife and a beautiful baby. So I guess it's okay. It feels a little strange to me. What about you, Mark?
Yeah, I mean, it's nice. They've all moved on. Taylor's with her man. They have a baby. I just don't know. I would appreciate that gift. Maybe put that in the closet and just not talk about it.
Yeah. Or send flowers because they die. So I've only got to be annoyed for a week. Do you know what I mean? Toy could last for years. But if you want to, or send a chocolate cake because I'll polish that off in 24 hours and then I won't think about it again. Send edibles, perishables, or flowers. Yeah. Okay, moving along. J-Lo and A-Rod are getting slammed for a really insensitive media post. So we get it. You're super rich. A-Rod put up a picture asking people really what they were doing for Thanksgiving. And it was a picture of Jennifer and him on obviously a luxury private plane. And it looks like she's got an Hermes blanket, which is thousands of dollars on her lap. Their dog is also on the private plane. One person responded, I'm staying home for Thanksgiving because of a pandemic. So not only were they showing off their extreme wealth, they were traveling without masks. Yes, it was a private plane. Are celebrities just so silly doing this with us all struggling, Mark?
Well, Rob, I want to ask you because you were J-Lo's publicist. Like, this is a really silly amateur move. I think that her publicist should have intervened and stopped this, right?
Well, she didn't post it. He did.
Okay.
And so I think he's enjoying sort of this pop culture celebrity that he didn't have before. He was a sports icon. I'm not taking that away. Mm-hmm. He certainly was famous, but he wasn't that often off the sports pages unless he was dating somebody, really. Mm-hmm. Jennifer wouldn't have posted this picture, I don't think. And I'm surprised she hasn't told him to take it down.
Right.
Watch. I keep checking his Instagram because, poof, that's going to disappear. I think today, wherever they travel to, whatever magnificent Thanksgiving dinner they have, I bet Jennifer's like, you know what, honey? Take out the Hermes from that picture.
Yeah.
Like, just show half of the turkey. Also, what was interesting, within hours of this picture blowing up, what did Jennifer do? She released a naked picture of herself. So she knows how to change the topic. So I'm not sure that was a coincidence. What's happening again with Andy Cohen and Jillian Michaels? Is that feud back on, Mark?
Oh, it's back on, and it's back on in a big way. Okay, so Jillian Michaels is feuded with Andy Cohen and Al Roker over the keto diet last year. And as a result, when Jillian Michaels called the keto diet a bad plan for a million reasons, Andy Cohen made her the jackal of the day on his show Watch What Happens Live and said that Jillian was bad for a million reasons. And then Al Roker went on to slam her on Twitter, saying that she promoted on-camera bullying, deprivation, manipulation in the name of weight loss on The Biggest Loser. So Jillian was on a podcast this week discussing it, and she claims that after their Twitter kind of their exchange on Twitter, both men went radio silent and refused to address her or even to hash it out after. Now, Rob, I know you just lost 50 pounds. You look amazing. Where do you stand on this?
Yeah, it is controversial. I think you have to make your own choices and your own decisions. Andy Cohen was on the keto diet and lost weight. Al Roker, I think, lost 40 pounds on it. So it seemed to work for them. Jillian, you know, you do your thing too. I think everyone's fine here. They're all doing great. They're all in fabulous shape. Thank goodness, touch wood, Al Roker's doing much better after his cancer diagnosis. But I do think you can talk out about things. Like, if Jillian doesn't believe this diet is healthy, tell us why. You don't need to get into a war with Andy. At the end of the day, we know, Mark, this is a celebrity trick that Al Roker doesn't normally play, but Andy Cohen is the king of, and I mean that with respect. Having a fight with another celebrity is the quickest way to get attention. Yeah. And people that like attention, like Andy and Jillian, are just playing the game. Yeah. Whenever I see a celebrity feud, 50 Cent's brilliant at them. He's always fighting with somebody. The Housewives, too, they learned from Andy. The best way to get into the papers is to say something awful about another celebrity. Bethany's really, really good at this. So I think while we're all struggling and trying to find a fitness regimen or feel good about ourselves, these fools are all just trying to get a little extra attention, which I think has worked again. Do you agree, Mark?
I totally agree with that.
You know, they all know what they're doing. And if Andy feels a little bored today, you know, he'll fight back too. Maybe he's busy today. But busy. We're all just busy. Kelly Clarkson is alluding to the reason she got divorced. So Kelly has been sort of transparent about her divorce to her ex, Brandon Blackstock, but she hasn't really got into the details. She's even told us why, which is she has little children involved. So she's trying to, she said, protect their little hearts. Adorable. But now she's talking out a little bit about this kind of cryptic clue. She said the following. Her mom told her when she was a little kid, you are who you surround yourself with. All our moms have said that, I think. So you want to make sure you surround yourself with people who want to be the best version of themselves and also see the best version of you. Now people are saying, ooh, did Brandon, her husband, not want to be the best version of himself? But I do think here, whether or not Kelly was referring to her soon-to-be ex, there is something to be said, Mark, about you are who you hang out with. What do you think?
I agree. And while this is very cryptic, because you don't really hear a lot about Kelly and Brandon, or you didn't hear a lot, you know, in the previous months leading up to their divorce, I do agree that you are the company you keep, and oftentimes those people are good and they treat you well and they're doing well in their life. It's gonna rub off on you as well.
What would I say about you if I met your four or five closest friends? Are they nice?
Rob, I think you know that I have nice friends. And, you know, we've known each other a long time. And I know that you have nice friends and you have good people in your life that build you up. And even your listeners, you know, the people that listen to you and on your Facebook page, they adore you. And that's a reflection of you.
They have excellent taste, darling. No, we've created on this silly little show the most delightful little community, which is one of the reasons we wanted to be here today. I know sometimes Thanksgiving can be a really, really tough day, particularly if you feel a little bit alone. And this year, we've all felt a bit alone. So we really wanted to do the show today for everybody, me, Mark, everybody listening. So we hope we're bringing a little bit of celebrity joy to your life today. We're going to take a quick break, Mark, but we will be right back. Get that turkey ready. Welcome back to the Naughty But Nice with Rob and Mark show. See what I did there for Thanksgiving? It will only be done once a year, Mark.
Fair enough.
Never again.
Never again.
Fair enough. Okay. Let's get to the polls. Da-da-da. So Justin Bieber is being called the ultimate self-entitled whiny white kid. That's right. Wow. After complaining about his Grammy nomination. He got a Grammy nomination and he complained about it. Do you agree with Justin or not? 90%, 90, said, shut up, Justin. Gosh, I agree with you here. This is so silly. So what happened, Mark, is he got nominated, but he doesn't like the category he's in. He's in the pop category, and he thinks he should be in the R&B category. It's a Grammy nomination.
Yeah.
Who cares if you're in the best spoken word? I don't care. Would you care what category you were in, Mark?
No.
No.
Just say thank you and please stop.
Why is it? Do you ever do this sometimes When good stuff happens to me, I find myself whining and I stop immediately. Why do we do that?
I don't know, but it's just not attractive at all for him, especially right now.
It's not attractive.
You know?
I know. Shut up or get on that J-Lo private plane and fly right out of here. Okay, don't forget to vote on today's poll. Tyra Banks, does she deserve more money? Ooh, it's going to be controversial, Mark. Mm-hmm. Some people love her, some people don't, but she is good TV. Yes. Go to our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob or our Facebook page, Naughty Gossip, and be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. And now it's time for our nicest of the day.
Oh. Okay, so our nicest of the day, Rob, is someone we both like. Yes. It's Kate Hudson. And she, I know, yeah, nice, like, cheerful surprise. So Kate Hudson is our nicest of the day because she opened up about her surprisingly strict parenting style.
Oh.
Yeah, so she told her friends at People Magazine that there are certain things like manners and lying. She's not, like, big lies or little lies that she just will not tolerate with her kids. But, Rob, she did point out that she leaves space for her kids to make mistakes. What do you think?
I think this is so good. My parents were quite strict, which is why I'm such a lunatic right now. No, I have pretty strict parents. Lying was something that was not tolerated in our house. And I think it's become quite trendy now to tell lies or have alternative facts. I don't like it. Mm. I don't like it at all. Tell the truth. I'm a big boy. Even when the truth hurts, and it does, let's be honest, it does hurt. I'd rather know the truth. Now, I'm not saying be rude. You can certainly sugarcoat it. There's nothing wrong with a spoon full of sugar to help the medicine go down. But I'm not big on lies. Where are you, Mark?
Yeah, lying is hurtful. I think when you can be generous with how you explain something that's difficult, that's fine.
Yes.
And then also manners, of course, like just being respectful and being grateful. Unlike Justin Bieber with the Grammy Awards.
What about your mom, Doris? We talk about Doris a lot on this show. Hi, Doris.
Hi, Doris.
How is she as a parent? Was she strict?
You know, they were involved and present. They were not so strict, where I was losing my mind. Although my brother was the wild child, and he got into a lot of trouble.
Jonathan?
So. Mm-hmm.
No.
He was.
I thought he was the angel, because you're very bad. He was worse than you?
Well, I got away with a lot of stuff, and he just got caught.
Because that's right, you were smarter than him, or sneakier. Let's do our naughtiest of the day. Naughty, naughty, naughty. This is just heartbreaking. Meghan Markle has revealed that she suffered a miscarriage. In a really emotional piece she wrote for the New York Times called The Losses We Shared, she shared this awful, awful news. She said she felt a sharp cramp while changing Archie's diaper. Mm. She dropped to the floor with him in her arms, humming a lullaby to keep them both calm. She added that she knew, while she was clutching her firstborn child, that she was losing her second. Oh. She went to the hospital with Harry. And it's just so emotional. Read it if you can. It's online. It's in the New York Times. It's beautifully, beautifully written. It's from the heart. Meghan, we are sending you our love. And now it's time for a moment of Rob. You get a Rob, you get a Rob, you get a Rob. What'd you get,
Mom?
You get a Rob. Thank you very much. So every time you get knocked down, get back up and keep trying. Smart people, which we are, smart people always choose courage over comfort. So let me be the first to say congratulations on a long life of getting knocked down. Yes, that sounds odd, because I know you are going to get back up. Mark, it's so hard to pick courage over comfort, but I think when we do, life is better. Where are you on this, Mark? Do you pick courage or comfort?
Oh, courage all the way. And, you know, I have to say, I love this part of the show because I always walk away feeling a little bit more courageous, a little bit more confident. So I'm thankful, Rob, on this Thanksgiving Day for your advice and for your guidance.
Thank you, Mark. We love having you here on Thursdays. I tried to pick, when we started this show almost a year ago, friends to come and co-host, but I also wanted people that were very, very good at their job. This is not a podcast where two friends just gossip. We are real reporters. We do this for a living. This is our expertise. So it was tricky to find people with great, great skills and great, great decency and friendship. And I found that in you. and everybody else. But I want to say thank you to for everybody that listens. This little community that you've created and I'm part of makes me so happy. I love that we call ourselves the Naughties. Do you get it, Mark? Tees? Because I love a cup of tea. Yeah. So I love that. Terry invented that expression. So thank you, Terry. I listen to everything you have to say. Have a wonderful, wonderful day. We will be back tomorrow with a brand new show. Thank you for listening to the Naughty But Nice with Rob show and Mark, a production of iHeartRadio. And don't forget to subscribe on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen. Please leave us a review. And remember, all together now, if you're going to be naughty, you've got to be nice. Take care, everybody. Happy Thanksgiving.
It's Naughty But Nice with Rob.